This year's Duluth Christmas Bird Count was held on Saturday, December 17th. My group always starts out at my house at about 7:15. This year, Billy Anderson, Lori Hutchins, and Janet Regal joined me for the fun. They've been part of my regular group for quite a few years now. We always head for the Lester River Bridge in Lester Park at dawn. It's pretty there, and we sometimes get cool birds. This year, we had flock after flock of winter finches flying overhead. Our group and Kim Eckert's group, they were doing the shoreline, had hundreds of finches flying over. Some were courteous enough to call so we could identify them, but fully 1,630 finches slipped by unidentified. So many finches were on the move and pigging out at feeders that we broke some records. Our all-time high count of purple finches sat at 132 until Saturday. My group alone broke that record with 400, and the total Duluth count was a full order of magnitude higher, with 1,284. We also broke the previous record number of pine siskins with 2,669, more than 1,000 more than the previous record. We had far from the largest number of evening grosbeaks. This beautiful bird was once very common up here, but my group was delighted beyond measure when a flock of 40 flew over our heads and descended into a yard in my neighborhood to munch on berries. I snapped a lot of photos, many of which are now on my Christmas bird count gallery at www.birderblog.com. After the sun was up and my group left the Lester River Bridge, we headed down Superior Street toward the end where we saw six robins, an unidentified waxwing, and came to Pat Thomas's yard. She's done some beautiful landscaping for birds, and in her yard we had delightful encounters with a lot of purple finches, several common species, and a pair of cardinals. The Duluth count broke our all-time record for number of cardinals, which had been 22, with 25 this year. The most heartening cardinal news is that most of the birds are now being seen in pairs. That shows that they're doing better and better at finding mates and successfully breeding. The male and female we saw in Pat's yard were the only cardinals my group found all day, but any time you see any cardinal makes for a red-letter day. And the male was courteous enough to let me take his photo for my gallery. In the morning, we saw one plump-looking merlin sitting contentedly in the sun, and we all hoped that he or she wasn't digesting a chickadee. In the afternoon, we saw three bald eagles circling in the sunshine. That was it for raptors for my group. The whole count tallied a couple of great horned owls, a couple of snowy owls, a peregrine falcon downtown, and a red-tailed hawk in the harbor. Chickadee numbers were below average. Either there are fewer of them this year, or birders were too busy counting finches to notice some of the chickadees. Sparky Stensas, as usual, had the chickadee high count with over 300, but his group and mine usually top 500 or 600, so this was disappointing. But as long as there's a Christmas bird count, there will be chickadees, and as long as there are chickadees living in the North Country, there'll be something to smile about, not just on the Christmas bird count day, but every day of the year. Production of For the Birds is supported by KUMD and binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.